On the Green Jack guest line this afternoon, we want to welcome Brad Maska into the broadcast. Welcome, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, good to talk to you, Coach. It's you know, a little bit before we get into basketball season here, but your program had a bit of news in the past week, and we wanted to have you, and we're going to have Aiden on after you to talk about his commitment to Wright State.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a very exciting week for us and Aiden, and really looking forward to his opportunities down in Dayton, Ohio next year. So we're very excited for him.
Now, you know, Wright State, are they in the Horizon League? Is that the league they're still in?
Yep, correct.
Okay. So they're in with Oakland University and University of Detroit. And so fans will have, I mean, the drive to Dayton isn't all that far, but fans of Aiden and the Wildcats will also be able to see him maybe play twice a year in Michigan as well.
Yeah, in Fort Wayne's not too far. They're in the league, Purdue, Fort Wayne.
So that's right.
There's definitely some options that they'll be able to see the big fella continue his college basketball career.
Well, this is the second player in just a few years that you sent to Division I schools. That's got to say a lot about your program, and maybe comment about two players being recruited to Division I schools.
Yeah, you know, really proud of both of those gentlemen and brothers, obviously. Austin at Michigan, who's currently the strength and conditioning coach at Western Carolina now, and then obviously Aiden making his way to Wright State. Super proud of both of them. Great kids, great families, great in the classroom, on the court, just tremendous kids that you know, have really allowed our teams to have success, and a lot of it's because of the things that they've done in regards to leading their teammates and doing the things that they need to do to get everybody on board to have successful seasons. So, yeah, we've been very blessed to have those gentlemen in our program, and just really excited for him to take a trip to Dayton in a year. You know, the recruiting process has changed quite drastically from when Austin was recruited, so it was quite a different experience for us, but a positive one, to say the least.
What's it like being a coach and going through this whole process of recruiting and that sort of thing? I'm sure a lot of coaches you're in contact with all over the country that were involved in recruiting both of these young men.
Yeah, you know, it's really actually a fun opportunity, and I try to steal as many things from the people that come into practice and ask them questions and try to pick their brains, as basketball and any other sport is, you're just trying to find things that work for you, and if you can find some ideas, you know, the experiences we've had with guys coming in and watching our guys and coming to practices and going on visits and just building relationships, it's crazy. The guys that were recruiting Austin, a lot of them recruited Aiden, but they were all in different places. So I was hearing from different guys that I had relationships with that were all in different places at different venues and everything else. So, and then we had some coaches that were recruiting them and had left for other jobs, and those kind of things kind of changed the recruiting process also. So you get involved with assistant coach or a head coach that you really like, and then all of a sudden they up and leave or get fired or something like that, and it kind of starts your process all over. So it's been a great experience. I've met a lot of great people. I still have a lot of great people that I still talk to, that if I ever need anything are right around the corner. But it's been tremendous.
Well, and you know, we're talking about how you have, of course, have Aiden now and had Austin in the past. Maybe for the listeners, Coach, how are they alike as players, and how are they maybe a little bit different?
Yeah, you know, they actually are quite a bit different. I mean, when I tell you they both are 6'10", 240, you think, oh, they're the same type of player. but they're really not. Mason was a premier back-to-the-basket scorer. He could shoot it a little bit, but we really didn't ask him to do that much, and he didn't really ask him to do that much at Michigan. But when Austin got the ball on the block, it was 2 points. Whether anybody was going to stop him, it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
Aiden's a little bit different. I would say Aiden defensively has improved so much better. That was kind of our big thing with Austin, is trying to get Aiden into better shape and get him into being able to run the floor and play defense a little bit, guard a little bit better. And I think Aiden's done that. He's already surpassed Austin's block record for career and in the season in our school record books. But Aiden also has the ability to step out and shoot it, and that's one thing that Wright State and a lot of schools that were looking at him wanted to take advantage of. A five-man that's 6'10", 240. The game's evolved in 5-6 years since Austin played, and you need to have a guy that can do that, and Aiden's definitely a guy that can step out and knock down threes. He would hit one or two a game. It's hard for me to say, hey, keep shooting threes when he's 6'10", 240, and bigger than everybody on the court, but you know, I've got to do some things to get him those shots, because he can make them. He's got to be one of the top two or three three-point shooters we have on our team. Does he shoot that many? No, but wow. I've got to give him the opportunity to do that.
Well, and you're not looking for him to do it a lot. Just be efficient when you do it. You know, and as you mentioned, Coach, the game of basketball, really at all levels, and you know, the three-point shot has created the greater importance on shooting and at least being able to hit that mid-range shot as a bigger player to take the bigs away from the basket.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The way that things they do defensively, pick and roll with everybody on the court, and being able to switch defensively 1 through 5. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, is, you know, Aiden's going to have to guard a five that is going to be able to do those same things that he does. You know, whereas Austin in the past, you know, he was guarding the seven footer from Purdue that Ian Haas or whatever those big guys were doing. They were pounding inside all day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's changed quite a bit. And, yeah, you're expected to knock down those shots. You're expected to not just be a guy that sets screens and rolls to the rim. You're expected to be able to pick and pop every once in a while and knock down shots and be another threat on the floor, 1 through 5. And that's kind of the direction college basketball is moving.
Coach, I'm a little bit curious about both Aiden and Austin, what effect did they have on your teams, as far as the other play of the other players and the fact that he's being recruited, or they were being recruited, by Division I schools?
Yeah, you know, Austin, I mean, we won a heck of a lot of games with Austin on the court, and we've done the same thing with Aiden on the court. They make things tough on defenses, you know. I try to tell our kids all the time, there's going to be 2 to 3 guys that are on these guys all the time. You're going to have open looks, and you've got to be able to knock those shots down. And when we're able to do that, we really become a difficult team. And with Austin and Aiden, we've had guys around them that have been able to do that, which has allowed us to be very successful. And having some district title and league title runs, I think Austin, Aiden right now is 30-3 in the LCAA in 3 years. I think he's only lost 3 league games, and he's got a district title and a couple league titles that we hope to add this year. But the things that they do off the court, the friendships that they've built with our kids, you know, everyone on the outside look at these guys as big time Division I athletes, and you know, they are just down-to-earth kids that are just buddies. You know, I think that we have a fantasy draft team with our players, or they've got a draft board, and these guys are going back and forth. I mean, they're just down-to-earth kids, you know. It's just something. And being a coach, people don't realize on the outside how these guys become your family. You know, Austin got married last year, and my kids were the ring bearer and flower girl. So, you know, it's really rewarding for me to see the relationships as a coach that continue after playing and I don't think it'll be any different with Aiden and the rest of my guys. I keep in touch with a lot of my former players, and I just think that's the neatest thing about these guys is the impact that they've put on our community, being here and having the success that we've had, and they come back and they're still superheroes to a lot of these people around our area.
Well, and Coach, you mentioned Aiden's record in the LCAA. Maybe shift gears for just a quick second. You know, going into Aiden's senior year, I would imagine the Wildcats will be certainly one of the favorites out there to win the LCAA. Based on, you know, what teams have coming back and maybe who they're moving up from the JV teams, besides Onsted, who are some teams that local basketball fans might look out for in the LCAA this year?
You know, we changed gears a little bit in regards to Columbia Central leaving. So Madison comes in, and Coach Thompson always has had a good program over there. Clinton returns a lot of really good scores. They lost a lot of seniors that did a lot of things, but they had some younger kids that really did some nice things. Dundee comes back with a really nice team that won their district last year, and they returned two of their top players from a year ago. Hudson gets a new coach, and Coach Webster, who's been a great coach for many years in the Tri-County at Madison, and being able to take over a Hudson program, we're excited for that. Blissfield, you know, these guys have athletes. They got a new coach there, a former player. They got named the head coach over there. So, you know, there's a lot of teams that pose. I mean, everybody's got two to three guys that can do some things, you know, and you just got to figure out and grind it out and figure out a way to make it work for you. So, you know, we're excited for that. We've really amped up our non-conference schedule. I've tried to do that last for a few years. We've been kind of, we're Class B this year by 5 kids, which I'm thrilled about. I can't stand it, to be honest with you. It's been, since I'm in my career, it's been there. We're 400 and some kids, and we're playing 800, 900 kids in every district and regional. And I wish the MHSA would get a clue, but I don't know if they ever will. Football can play 8 divisions, but nonetheless, I'm excited for the season. You know, the LCAA will be tough. I don't want to get down that road. I've been down it too many times.
Right. I your comments about the basketball playoffs, I would love to see 2 more divisions. I think 6 would be a good number for basketball, as in maybe even get to 8 someday like football, but maybe an intermediate step of going to 6 and balance out those divisions even more. I know when I was at Adrian for many years, we were Class A, and, you know, we were 1,000 kids playing against 2,500 and 3,000, yeah. And, you know, I get where you're coming from there for sure.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of it's the area you're in, you know. Like, it's not so bad
sure.
If you're in an area where you have a lot of the same size schools, and then people don't notice it. Whereas we're kind of stuck in that area where we're kind of in that situation. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Right.
I'm excited, and, you know, you just got to take it. And that's where you have to, you know, schedule outside. You know, we're going to end our season at Saline this year. We're going down to Northview and playing down in Toledo. So we're going to go back to Detroit and play some games over there. We're playing Freeland, who's been in the quarterfinals and regionals the last few years. We're going to go up to Lansing and play them. So, you know, we're trying to get our kids ready for the tournament as much as possible. But you got to be careful, because you can – We got blasted a couple times last year. We played some really good basketball teams, and you just don't know. And like I told our kids for years, we want you to have the experience. You know, we played an MLK Day tournament down in Ohio last year in Rossford, and their facilities are phenomenal. We played Rossford, who ended up making a big run. They had another big D1 kid that went to Indiana State, and they put it on us pretty good. But the experience of being able to be in a big gym with a big crowd gets them ready for the tournament. So just all experiences. We want to build experiences for these kids and remember the things that they did. Wins and losses, they kind of forget about, but the things that they do with their teammates are things that we want them to remember.
Coach, I know practice gets started pretty soon. What's the date of your first game?
We actually play November 27th, And I think we're actually might be opening up at Little Caesars Arena. So we're still in the process of figuring that out with Hanover. But I think we're going to open up down there. So another experience.
Nice. That'll another great experience for the kids as well. That's awesome. Coach, thanks for taking some time to be with us here on Inside the Cave this morning. And if we don't talk to you soon, we'll talk to you when we do the basketball coaches show here in November.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate all the coverage all through the year, and I appreciate what you guys do for Lenawee County. Being a local Lenawee County guy growing up, I really do appreciate all the things you do for our student-athletes.
Well, thanks, Coach, and we appreciate having you on with us today inside the Cave. Onstead Wildcat boys basketball head coach Brad Maska joining us on the Green Jack guest line here today. We're going to take a quick timeout. And when we come back, we're going to have the young man that Coach Maska spent some time talking about with us, Aiden Davis, the newest Wright State Raider on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
And welcome back to Inside the Cave Weekend Edition. Pat Hayes along with John Roberts this morning. Talking sports with you, and as promised, on the Green Jack guest line now, we have Aiden Davis from Onstead High School basketball. And Aiden, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Hello.
Hi, Aiden. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to Inside the Cave this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you personally, a big moment in your life as a basketball player and as a person, you made a commitment this week to where you're going to spend some time playing basketball and being a college student this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a big honor to be able to make that commitment and have this chance. I've worked my tail off, and I can't thank all the people around me enough for it. So.
Well, heading to Wright State University next fall to play basketball for the Raiders. What about Wright State was appealing to you, Aiden, not just as a player, but as a student as well?
Their campus is kind of condensed. I'm not a city person. They're on the outskirts of Dayton, so I really like that. Their coaching staff is outstanding. Coach Nagy, he's amazing. He's an outdoorsman like me, so we kind of really bonded on that. Coach Trice was my main recruiter. He's an amazing guy. They obviously, basketball-wise, they've got a very successful program, and their style of play really fits mine very well.
I'm curious, Aiden, how many schools were heavily recruiting you to come to their campuses?
I had 5 offers, and I had, I think, 3 more interest, so about 8.
And so, you know, you talk about those offers and liking Wright State. Did they do anything that kind of in the recruiting process that kind of set them apart? You know, that maybe some other places that you had offers from and made visits to, you know, what was kind of the deal clincher for you to become a Raider?
I'd say their commitment to me was unlike any other recruitment I've ever had. I had a Coach Trice calling me about every day, and up to the point where he was kind of like, hey, Aiden, if you want me to back off a little bit, I will. But like, I love them. I love talking to them. And we got that bond because we talked so much.
Well, and what's nice about that when you're an athlete being recruited to play at college is, you know, to have someone ask you a question like that, because I would imagine it can be pretty intense at times, and, you know, they certainly want you to know that they're still interested, always interested, but by the same token, as Coach said, he doesn't want to be a pest and you know, like he's constantly intruding on your life.
No, yeah, for sure. Definitely. It makes you feel good about yourself knowing that someone wants you so bad, and it always helps. because you do build that relationship with that coach, and it just, it helps further the commitment and further the just everything all along that much more.
Well, you're going into your senior year this year at Onsted High School, and I'm sure you've got your eyes set on another LCAA championship and doing well in the tournament. What are some of the things that you have to work on during this this season coming up?
During the season, we've really got to start playing better as a team. We can't just, I don't want to say rely on me scoring, but we got to get everyone else involved more. When I get those double and triple teams, I've got to be able to rely on the others. We've got some great talent on our team. We just have to, we got to put it into use and hopefully go far this year.
And how do you handle being a double and triple teamed just about every game? It's got to be a little bit tiring to have two or three guys hanging all over you.
Yeah, it's tiring. It really gets to me, but I've experienced it for 7-8 years. I'm kind of used to it now. You just have to be able to rely on the people around you to make a shot or make a play, or just you got to be able to rely on teammates.
And one of the things, you know, thinking back to the last couple years of Wildcat basketball, 2 years ago you had quite a few seniors playing with you, and you were the underclassman. And, you know, last year was maybe a little bit of a transition year. You had some younger players on the team, and now you're the senior, and, you know, those underclassmen have a year of experience under their belt at the varsity level or more. And so maybe this year's team a little bit more like 2 years ago's team as opposed to last year in terms of personnel and experience level?
2 years ago, that team was special. Dayton Hennigan, Harry Moore, Brody Drew, they were just so good at the little details, like cutting to the open lane, not just sitting there calling for the ball, making the right pass, making the right play. We're hoping, yes, we can get those. We have a junior talent, Hutchinson. He's going to come and play point guard for us. He sees the floor, like, honestly, like no other. Hopefully he can kind of get in the tune of things and get in the tune of varsity ball, and hopefully we can match 2 years ago.
Yeah, I would think, you know, Coach Maska, who we had on in the last segment, would take that season as well again this year. You know, Pat asked you what you think you need to work upon. What do you think it is that you do best and that attracted schools to you as a player during the recruiting process?
I think it's the versatility of my game. Obviously, I'm a center at heart, but if needed, I can step out, I can make a shot, I can make a play, come off the screen. I'm versatile, and I see the floor great. Just always making the extra pass and not forcing anything.
Are you familiar with any of the other players that are on the Wright State team now? Have you been in contact with any of these kids?
I've got to know a few. There is one from Catholic Central. He's a freshman this year. His name is Caden Brown. Don't know if you heard of him. I've known him. I played AAU with one of the buddies from his team. So I know some of them, but we're definitely I'm getting to know more.
As far as the academic side of going to Wright State, any idea what your major might be, or what area are you going to study in?
I'm looking towards either like a kinesiology or a movement science degree, but it's definitely flexible, still kind of testing the waters and looking what it really intrigues me.
So obviously, you know, You've probably been in many ways compared to your older brother. You know, that happens when you're both, you know, exceptional basketball players in a community like Onsted. You know, how would you say your game maybe differs from Austin's game? And you know, we heard what Coach Maska thought. Wondering what your thoughts are on how you two guys are different players, and maybe how you're the same.
Well, I'd like to say, just as a little brother, that I'm better than all around. in all reality, I do think he's got a better finishing game. His inside game is more polished, or was more polished. But as far as stepping out and shooting, I think I've got him on that. Making outside plays, I think that's definitely more my style of play over his. I'd like to say I see the floor better. I don't really remember watching high school all that much, but I do remember he couldn't quite make a pass when he needed to.
You know, I can't wait to see the next pickup game in the driveway. Maybe you could invite us out for that when Austin's around.
Awesome, I will.
Well, hey, we want to take, thank you for coming on with us this morning. We look forward to covering you during your senior year at Onsted this winter, and want to wish you the best of luck going forward in the future when you get to Wright State for sure.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Aiden Davis from Onsted High School basketball with us, and future Wright State player.
Yeah, State Raider, green and gold.
Green and gold.
He's going from purple and gold to green and gold. I'm familiar with the campus. My wife worked there for a couple years.
Yeah, you were saying.
And when she graduated from college, and Dayton, a nice area.
Yes.
Lots to do there. And as he said, he's not much of a city guy. But there is some city stuff that you can go do in the greater Dayton area. And you're not too far from Cincinnati either.
That's right.
He may find it a little harder to be an outdoorsman there. But if he's a fisherman, a lot of rivers down there.
There you go.
And if he likes to get out and fish, he'll find it to his liking there.